Welcome to Write Your Book in 6 Weeks. This is our 14th class, and today we're going to be talking about how you can copyright your book. This is a very challenging situation for a lot of authors because it's so easy for somebody to like what you say and then want to use it, but you want to protect your intellectual property. The easiest way to copyright your book is to send yourself a registered copy through regular snail mail, but don't open it, and that proves when you received it. So if you ever have to take that to court, you can prove that the content is yours and what day you sent that to yourself. So this is probably the easiest, fastest way for you to do that. Now, I did have somebody buy one of my books and lifted an entire chapter word for word out of my book and put it in her book. And I went to her and I showed her what she had done, which she obviously knew. And she did take it out and she had to trash the books that she had printed already and reprint them without my chapter. So you never know what people are going to be up to. And especially if it's another author, it just amazed me that somebody would do that. But you want to be sure that you're protected. The other way that you would be able to protect your book is through the Copyright Office, and I've added the link to our 20th lesson where you have all the links there. This is a little more complicated. The fees vary, the rules change. A book can be copyrighted. There's no such thing as completely protecting yourself, because once it's out in the world, it becomes public knowledge that that information is there. So you do the best that you can and make sure that you've taken the steps. I would send yourself maybe 10 copies just in case. I've only had to use it one time, but it's not a bad idea just for your own protection to do that. There's a copy of the copyright page that is on the inside of the book, and I will make that available to you on the example list of resources in lesson 20. So there's a specific way you need to set that up, and you just copy the page that as I put it there and then fill in your information with your ISBN number and all the details. It comes right after the two title pages. Thank you for taking this lesson, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next lesson where we're going to be talking about how you create public relations for your book and get more traffic to your website.